Welcome to Bam Bamorama.
Bam Bamorama.
Bam Bamorama.
Welcome to the Bam Bamorama podcast. My name is Jackson Griss.
My name is Adrian Estrada.
And today is April 1st.
That's correct.
Joke's on you.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to talk about WrestleMania because it's WrestleMania week. Or Mania week, as they call it.
So this is WrestleMania 40.
Yes, the extra large one.
And you were telling me that once upon a time they called it WrestleMania X and then the number.
Yeah, I looked it up because I wanted to make sure I had it somewhat accurate. 17 and 18, they called X7 and X8, which I'm not going to lie, is incredibly obnoxious.
Pretty, it's like, man.
Right. I mean, I'm going to be straight honest. As a wrestling fan, I don't see everything that happens as gold. Definitely didn't think X7 and X8 were cool titles.
That just seems like something you name your production because you've run out of ideas.
I feel like it. Oh, shit. So last year we went down the whole WrestleMania card and I did a prediction on each match. I think I went, I don't remember everything match by match, but I think I went about 50-50.
Sure. Is that why you have your iPad?
I just have my iPad so we can look at the card and reference it. I don't know if I want to do a full prediction episode again. I mean, I can if you want to, but
yeah. Well, I mean, how many matches are there? It's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
What is that? 25 matches?
30? So far, no. Last year it was like 13 or 14, maybe 15 matches. So far they've announced 10 matches.
Oh, but of course that's just announced.
That's what's announced so far. They're still, we're recording this the week before, right? And, you know, not to ruin anything for anybody. So there's still 3 episodes of WWE between now and WrestleMania to put more on the card.
Okay, so let's at least go through some of them, right?
And sure.
Do you want to go from least important, at least for your from your perspective? Or
from my perspective?
How do you want to do this?
I'm actually pretty excited about most of these matches. I'm not going to lie.
Let's try your most obvious prediction. Like, what do you think's most obvious?
The most obvious
prediction? Don't give me your prediction. Just tell me the match first.
Oh, which one I think is the easiest to call and just tell the match?
Yeah, yeah. And then talk to me and then let me see like where I'm at on that. You know?
I think the easiest to call is, you're going to like this, Io Sky and Bayley.
So you think Io Sky's going to win?
No, I think Bayley's going to win.
You think Bayley's going to retain like some sort of...
No, she's not retaining anything.
Well, hold on. Oh, let me finish my statement before She's going to retain some sort of like dignity within her realm of things by beating Io Sky right now. Because like part of her, the thing that's going on with her is she's not necessarily falling, but she's been betrayed, et cetera, right?
She's been betrayed. I think they're setting up for her to be the face again and bring up back her hug persona. I think she's going to bring up back the hug persona. And I think the story is just written for her to beat Io Sky with the betrayal. And
so you think it's kind of like a sweet justice at the end of it? Like she'll get to part ways with everybody, but also again, retain that, you know, sort of dignity by still winning against
get that dignity.
Probably the largest proponent of the betrayal is Io Sky.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
If not a main figurehead, right? At very least. So
I agree.
Beating her would be definitely important for Bayley to continue with her head up.
Yeah. And I think so too. I think also Bayley, even though Damage Control, that whole stable was super cool, it was nothing without Bayley. Like that, Io Sky is a badass wrestler. I think she deserved to hold the championship as long as she has. Bayley's been putting in the work though. And I think, you know, putting the title back on her is the right thing to do at this point in time. She's just too hot not to.
Okay. So then what's the next one? The
next one that I think is easy to call. Actually, here's one we can argue about a little bit if you want. One I want to talk about. Gunther and Sami Zayn.
Why would I want to argue with you about
that? I don't know. I meant discuss.
I feel like I'm on a hidden camera show with you sometimes. It's like, what are you talking about? Where does this setup come from?
Yeah, I use words that don't fit in sentences sometimes.
Anyways, so Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
For the Intercontinental title.
Now, for the record, if anything, my strong opinion on either of these wrestlers is that Gunther looks like a cartoon character.
He looks like one of mom's kids in Futurama, I think.
That's pretty close, pretty decent. Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb's pretty good, too.
The guy, I don't know the name of the guy, but everybody knows the scientist dude then.
The scientist. And Phineas and Ferb? Mm-hmm. That was like both of them, I feel like.
Well, like the kind of bad guy.
Oh, Doofenshmirtz.
Thank you.
Thank you. My bad.
I didn't watch it, I'm not going to lie.
I love
it. I just know some of the characters by, you know, before you give your prediction, I'm just going to give my, you know, uneducated prediction here.
All right.
Based off the two, Gunther's had a long reign with a couple of titles.
Gunther has had he's on a record-setting momentum with the Intercontinental title right now.
Sami Zayn is a potentially hot character. I think this is his push that he's getting. He's gonna
you think
win.
So?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad...
Especially after what he's sacrificed for the Usos.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a really good take on it, and I respect it. I personally, and this is more me wanting this, because for the longest time, this time last year, I predicted Gunther losing the title at WrestleMania was probably wrong, obviously, because he still has it. And I was like, it's time for Gunther to be a main eventer. It's time for him to be in world... title conversations. Usually they have characters drop. Usually they have wrestlers drop the mid-card title to step into the next level up. I really don't. At this point, I don't want them to do that with him. I want him to get to the main card or main event side of the card. I want him to hoist both a mid-card and a main event title and have to just relinquish the mid-card title because now he's a top guy. Mm. So I think he's, and my prediction is going to be that.
Okay.
Because that's what I want. I'm probably going to be wrong. I would love to see Sami Zayn carry a mid-card title again. Granted, I think he should have been in contention for a world title last year. But either way. You brought up the Usos, Jay and Jimmy Uso.
Mm. They're fighting today. Or not today, this WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're going to fight each other.
They're probably fighting right now, though.
Right. They're probably laughing, like texting each other.
Well, I'm not saying
right
like seriously. I'm just like, give me that donut. I call dibs. You know, I mean, they're twins. They got to be, right?
Right, yeah. I think this one's a hard one to call, I think. But, I mean, the push has been Jay. Hmm. The push has been Jay, and so that's why I feel Jay. But
that's the perfect opportunity to...
to give you a swerve. It really is.
But, no, you're probably right. It probably is Jay. Just watching the little bit I have watched about his off and on storyline, and I only say that because he's kind of dipped in and out of his own thing.
I feel like that, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be where they just shit or get off the toilet.
So, too. I think, I mean, you've been calling him main event Jay since the start of the bloodline. It's really time, like, give him the real main event push. Make that happen.
Like, yeah, I mean, if not... Taking the rug out from underneath everyone's not going to help that at all. So that, to me, not saying that I'm going to write a great, you know, WWE storyline, but compared to their other stuff, some of their better work, it would be more in line to give it to Jay.
And honestly, like, I think Jay winning that match carries more weight than Jimmy winning that match. Jimmy wins that match, then it's kind of like, who cares?
Exactly.
You know, it all it does is
still make Jay the bitch of the group.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. So I think you have to have Jay win that match.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you really do. You want to talk about the two main events?
Are we already to that?
Well, there's more. I can go through more.
Yeah, let's go through a couple more.
LA Knight, AJ Styles.
LA Knight's got to be it in my head. Again, the uneducated opinion is that he's literally the embodiment of what everyone wants The Rock to be right now. Yeah. If anything, he's about to hit hard.
I think, man, it's always tough to call because I know they kept saying after SummerSlam that LA Knight was getting his push. Everyone was like, where's LA Knight's push? Because he was hot. And in my opinion, he never really got it. Mm. This could be the start of it. It really could. AJ Styles came back from an injury to do, he came back, what, 2 months ago, two pay-per-views ago. Mm-hmm. I do feel like it's kind of hard to have a big star like AJ Styles come back and lose this quickly. Same time, AJ Styles has been around a minute. Maybe it is time. Maybe AJ Styles puts LA Knight up, puts him over. And this really gives that LA Knight push that we've been wanting last year. I know it's a tough one. I kind of like AJ Styles there. But I think you're right. I think it is LA Knight.
I mean, again, it's just uneducated. But the little I have watched and the all that, it's just kind of in line with their way of doing things.
Yeah.
It's enough of a tease to make everyone expect something different, but just keep with what's rolling.
Keep with what's rolling. I get that. And
A push wouldn't be a surprising push. This would just be, oh yeah, now he's finally got it.
Now he's finally getting it. I get that. And you're right. I hate to say it. WWE, you're kind of stale on some things.
Well, there's only so many things you can do with the same types of groups, right?
Yeah.
Part of what I'm noticing is that, you know, within the stables is you got the same dynamics for the better part. Everybody's doing the same tropes, if you will. And there's just like that one little thing that can be done. I don't know what that little thing is. Again, I'm not pretending to be the guy that knows these things, but as an equal citizen, you know, to observe and think about something, right? I think that there's something out there.
Yeah. No, and you're right. I mean, most of the stables all are extremely similar. They all tell almost the same story almost every time, right? You got the leader that's, for some reason, kind of cultish and abusive towards his whole team or her whole team. You know, it's hardly ever on an equal plane, which is why I like the Judgment Day so much. And since we brought up the Judgment Day, we can get into that match. A 6-pack tag team ladder match, they're calling it. You have the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY versus Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth. Versus The New Day versus a team yet to be named as of the recording of this podcast. So we don't know who that's going to be. Y'all, if you're watching this, you know. I think I already know who's going to win.
I mean, yeah.
Or who I want to win.
If we're going with the ones that we want, then, you know, Miz and R-Truth, and God, that's who's got it.
They've got to put a real title on R-Truth in WWE. I don't think he's gotten, I almost called it WWE. I could be wrong. Like, he got real titles when he was in TNA. I don't think he's had a real title except for the 24/7 championship, which I know some people loved. I hated it. He held that 40 times.
Yeah, but as good as you are, sometimes if you play the fool too much, people just run with that. They just treat you like that for the rest of you. That's
kind of why they did the 24/7 championship with him. I want it so bad. You might be right. I don't...
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. I mean, if they don't keep it on him, or if they don't keep it on him, if they don't put it on him, I really hope they do move it off of the Judgment Day. Maybe put it on DIY, give them that push. They were a great team back in NXT, and they haven't done anything since they moved up to the main roster. So maybe it's that one. I don't know. What do you think?
Don't really know that one. I know. Should stick with my preferred person to win.
R-Truth.
R-Truth forever. Our truth is life.
Yeah. I think your go-tos on this also, if you don't... I mean, your go-tos... Our truth is hot right now. You can always leave it on the Judgment Day. New Day's been tag champions a dozen times. So yeah. You can all... Like, one of those three is probably going to win. I think that's...
Just get it circulated to start another conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have to make a new drink. Just stir up the pot to get, you know, everything mixed up back in there, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you said, but
sure. Yeah, you know what I mean, man. It's just like shit. Sometimes you got to, like, take a turkey and, you know, stuff it with a chicken, you know, make a turducken.
Take a turkey, stuff it with a chicken. Mm-hmm. You left the duck out.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, man. That's, it's like sometimes your feet are so stinky, you just got to, you know, dip them in some turpentine, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You just got to get a squirrel to nibble on your giblets just to... Okay, I'm done.
You're good. That's funny. We got Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch.
Is it for a title or anything? I don't know.
It is for which world title? One of the women's world titles. It just says the women's world title. Are they not differentiating them anymore?
Who holds it?
Rhea Ripley.
I don't see them removing that from her.
I don't think so either. I think she's done such a good job holding it.
She's good.
She's really good. And so is Becky Lynch. This is going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah, but...
But I don't think Becky Lynch is going to win right now. She doesn't have a push or a story. I don't think there's a reason to take the championship off of Rhea Ripley right now. Especially when... Because they could take... Rhea Ripley's part of the Judgment Day. They could take the tag titles off of the other two members of the Judgment Day. There's no reason to strip all of them, I don't think.
Yeah, especially if they lose, because that one's probably, I'm assuming we're reading them in the order of presentation.
These still haven't really been announced on when they're going to be and where they're going to be.
But let's just say if we do get to see them first before Rhea and Becky Lynch, then yeah, definitely what you're saying is probably going to be, they're not going to remove everybody's title.
No.
Unless in the afterwards, in the wake of that, you know, New Day or Rhea's group,
Judgment Day,
in the wake of Judgment Day losing theirs, she comes out and like something happens and they set up right then and there. Unless there's some sort of setup then and there for her to be pissed, you know, like, what do you mean you guys lost your title? You know, like, if we see some sort of like that, whether it's on the screen or she comes out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But if we see that kind of setup, then she might lose her title
too. She might. I could see that.
And what's going to happen is they'll disband them.
It could happen. The question on that is if they disband the Judgment Day, which honestly I don't think they're far from doing. Mr. Money in the Bank is one of the members of the Judgment Day. And I think him cashing it in goes into him being on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But the big question about that is if they break up the Judgment Day, do Dirty Dom and Mommy stay together?
Oh, no.
God. You don't think so? No. Oh, I think that's just a duo that's perfect.
Now, I think you see her go off and not do a turn or anything. She just goes even like deeper into a maybe darker character.
Mm-hmm.
Like where she's just on a vengeance, you know, thing. And then Dom, his dad,
picks
him back up.
Speaking of that, I'll be honest. I haven't watched much WWE lately. I think Dom interrupted Rey's match the other night. I think they're going to be adding that to the card. I think it's going to be Dom versus Rey Mysterio.
So that would be even better if those other two lose theirs, she loses hers, and then we see Rey and Dom. And that's what happens. Rey beats him, and then instead of everything happens, he's like, you're my son, and then... You know,
yeah, something like that.
Maybe even removes his mask and some crazy shit. I don't know.
He's lost his mask once.
Well, I know that, but yeah. I'm saying that this would be another time where it's not just taking it off again. You've already taken it off,
right?
Because that's the argument for Mysterio ever to take off his mask again. He's already taken it off. Nobody cares,
right?
But if he takes it off for his son when he beats him to show his respect, that yeah, you're a man, but let's come back together, and they have this big thing. If that happened on this.
Okay.
Fucking Ray and Dom tag team for the next whole year. Top charts.
I can see that.
Especially with the rise of the luchador, you know, style wrestling that's been in since I've just recently been involved.
It's came back pretty hard. It's
shooting, man.
It really is. And I love it. I love that it's...
They're amazing.
Oh, God, dude. Some of the best performers.
That David Arquette movie that I watched, did you watch part of it with me?
I watched most of it. Don't remember. I got distracted by something.
He trains with some guys that do some street wrestling, literally on the corner. The best wrestling I've ever seen.
Some of the most phenomenal people. That was insane.
So, if you like any athleticism, whether you're into, you know, football and you hate wrestling, watching that you'll have a new appreciation for the athleticism within this sport.
Especially, yeah, and that documentary. What is it called?
You Can't Kill David Arquette, I believe.
You Can't Kill David Arquette. You guys need to check that out. Preferably after you finish watching this episode.
And a WWE sketch.
Yes.
WWE.
No, it's a really good episode. And what he's talking about where, I mean, two luchadors go at it in the middle of the street, like you said, crosswalk, stoplight.
It's like it's like picture you're in Austin, Texas, and you pull up to the light, and instead of somebody on drugs trying to wash your windows with their urine, and a mop that they stole from the Albertsons down the road or whatever. It's two guys dressed up in their luchador, you know, attire, whether they're no shirt or, you know, spandex full getup and their masks, and fucking putting on a really good show in front of your car.
Yeah, in front of your car in the crosswalk. And they're out of the way. Like, you don't have to stress out about it. That light turns green, they're gone. Like, it was amazing how timed and
concise. Yeah, like they're very really well timed. It's a terrific performance.
It was.
It's funny watching David Arquette be out there and stumble around in that performance, even though in regular wrestling he's actually pretty decent. Even that might make wrestling people hate me. I don't know. According to that documentary, a lot of them hated him.
Lot of people hated him. I mean, I had my opinions on when they put the WCW World Heavyweight Title on him. Still say that was a bad idea, but what he does in that documentary to try to redeem wrestling fandom, I guess, if that's the way to put it.
Well, he fought.
It's beautiful. Like, it's
almost dies fighting. What's his name? The
Nick Gage. Yeah.
if you don't think he's a real wrestler after that alone, you're wrong.
Yeah. Dude, it's insane.
That's a rite of passage by everybody's, you know, account, I think.
Well, there's a lot of people who
literally almost die in the wrestling ring against one of the most intimidating, probably, wrestlers out there.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I would love to get to be in the ring with just about anybody starting my wrestling journey at almost 40. If you told me that I had the opportunity to wrestle Nick Gage, I would tell you you're crazy and I'm not going to do it. Like, it's insane what he puts his body through for that.
He's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Before we get to the main events, we have Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens.
It's got to be Logan Paul, based off of, well, first off, that cage match we saw, they were hyper-focused on him. It's almost like the camera guy sold the, you know, the farm on that one, because even though, he was doing a gimmick and they were showing that he was pretending to be, you know, disabled and not able to move, right?
Yeah.
Comes in, he knuckles, who was it?
I think it was Randy Orton.
Was it Orton?
It could be. I can't remember.
Either way, he goes and sucker punches somebody.
He puts the, it was Randy Orton.
Okay,
it was Randy Orton.
And that ends up securing the victory for, Jesus Christ.
For Drew McIntyre.
Thank you.
Drew McIntyre won that one.
I was just like, I remember seeing all this. But you know what I mean? So it's like they were watching somebody on the sideline more than they were watching the actual match. To me, that's way too much focus on what's this guy saying? It's so important. And that's like, okay, well, the reason is because we're about to make a lot of money with this really popular kid.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that why Logan Paul is such a good wrestler is because he's exceptional on the character, charisma, and mic side of everything. And he's honestly, whether you like it or not, he's an athletic human being.
Yeah.
And he can handle his own against these guys. This one for me is a tough one to call. I don't think you're wrong with we got to leave it on Logan Paul. I can also see this being one of those situations where it is you lose your championship. This is for the U.S. title, by the way. I can't remember if I said that. You lose the championship, but you get put over at the same time. I think regardless of him winning or losing, he gets put over.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does. I could see Kevin Owens winning this one. Randy Orton seems to be just kind of in the mix on this one. Like, I understand, you know, he sucker punched Randy Orton at the end of the match, and that kind of sets this one up. But the feud has been between Kevin Owens and Logan Paul.
Right.
Like, so Randy, like, they could have waited till next pay-per-view to do the Randy Orton match, you know?
And that's another thing that makes me feel that they've already sold it is Owens really focuses on Paul.
Yeah.
Versus, I don't even remember who his last little thing, was it actually Bray Wyatt? Was that right?
Kevin Owens?
Yeah, who was he?
No, Kevin Owens, I think the first time you saw Kevin Owens was him versus Roman Reigns when Sami Zayn turned on the Bloodline.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like that, where did that go? You know what I mean?
They redirected
one of, and Kevin Owens no slouch, but he's definitely not next in line in the books right now.
Not a world title guy right now. No,
maybe 5 years, 2 years, 1 year. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know that.
It's weird how WWE works. It could literally be tomorrow. You know,
clearly he's the pawn that's doing his job right and well.
Absolutely,
and he knows it. I don't think he's ignorant to that, and that's the name of that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as Hogan and those guys back in the day, always having those casual conversations of, it's your turn. And, Steve, I think that's how that goes with this guy.
Absolutely.
And when you have one of your probably best at doing that job, supporting cast type role, all of a sudden focus on this guy, they're about to pull the trigger on him, and WrestleMania is a perfect time to do that.
That's true.
But that's the uneducated, I've just been watching for a little while.
Thing. I don't think you're uneducated on it. But I get what you're saying. If Logan Paul keeps it, then you got another. You can continue the feud with Randy Orton and make that about a title too. So yeah, you're probably right. It probably is Logan Paul keeps it. Plus, I already got two titles changing hands. They don't do very many changing of the guards that often.
Mm.
So if those two titles are changing hands, then more than likely there's maybe one more.
Sure. So now are we at the two titles?
We're at the, yeah, the two titles and the tag team match.
Oh, yes, yes, the tag team match. Let's do tag team first.
Let's talk about that one first. So you got the Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins.
I don't see a way you let The Rock fight and not let him win.
It's, yeah.
But this would be also the perfect time for The Rock to pull that Uno reverse card, if you will.
I kind of feel like it ends in DQ. I kind of feel like there's no winner in this match.
Okay, okay.
I so really feel like...
Who and what do you think might happen?
I think there's...
I'm sorry. Let me give a full prediction on my...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then, yeah, we've been kind of doing that this whole time. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I don't think they'd let The Rock lose because of the contract, but if they do, it's the perfect time because it's WrestleMania, right? I mean, it's just once a year. That being said, Roman definitely gets eliminated.
You think so?
I think so.
Roman gets pinned in this?
I think Cody pins Roman in this.
Okay.
And then somehow The Rock solves between him and freaking Rollins. The Rock just The Rocks it. And then he smolders us all to death. And he's like, you know what? I can now see that you are not really the tribal chief. I no longer recognize you. This is his turn back into the grace of fans.
Okay.
With that kind of...
So that's kind of setting up the Rock versus Roman mm-hmm. match that everyone thought we were getting this year.
I think that's what is going to happen.
I think that's not a bad call.
Cody and Roman have their little tiff, and then I'll give them the rest of my prediction for that later.
Right, yeah, because that goes into another match. I think it goes into DQ. I think no one loses, technically. Or I guess no one wins, because you can't have The Rock lose right now.
Right.
If he's on the losing team, he technically loses, right? You also have the Cody and Roman Reigns match the next night. And I feel like if you have one of them... First of all, if there's a pinfall made, neither of them make the pinfall, in my opinion. If one of them makes the pinfall, that kind of leads to... They have the momentum walking into the title match the next night. They pull the swerve, that one loses. Does that make sense? Did I word that correctly?
I think so.
Okay. So I'm just thinking DQ. I don't know how the DQ happens. I could see it going maybe with Solo interfering.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It has to be Solo.
Yeah, I could see that now that you say that.
Yeah. Has to be Solo interfering, but who does he interfere on? Because we need the Rock-Roman match. SummerSlam or next Mania, something.
Maybe Solo... takes Roman out.
Maybe.
This might be the tide or whatever you want to say, the changing that Solo actually does the...
That's kind of... I think Solo turns on the Bloodline. I just don't know who he attacks.
Okay. That's a tough one. That's a tough one if that happens, dude. Because that means Solo's got to have a solo career for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He can't just Jimmy and Jey Uso this. There's no twin brother to bounce off of, you know what I mean?
Right.
And kind of bring your orbit back into the story. You're literally Solo in the...
Yep. That's true.
Which might be the thing.
I know that's kind of a half-assed prediction, but I mean, that's what I got. Solo interferes, creates DQ. I don't know who he interferes on.
Okay.
But
so before we get into the Roman and Cody story, the other match that we have is Rollins.
We have Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Rollins, again, I don't think that they're going to be having a full match. Like what you're talking about. I don't think it's DQ. Yeah. I think that it's going to be like a real quick one. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, Rollins is going to be easily not hurt for this one. Much less tired. Like, I think maybe he even might not get tagged in a whole lot.
I think you might be right.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe we see Cody and Roman start it off. It's real hard. Cody pins Roman and everyone's like, oh my God, here's the setup for, you know, the next one.
Maybe.
And then The Rock somehow disqualifies, but I don't know. Whatever. The point is, I think that this is why Rollins is out actually here tonight and the night before in that case.
Yeah.
I think he wins.
I think he wins too. I think a lot of people are calling Drew to win this one. Everyone wants to see Seth and CM Punk. I think that match has to be for a title. The only reason we're not seeing Seth and CM Punk is because CM Punk got hurt. I think for that reason, Seth is going to retain until they can make that match. And honestly, I don't see anything wrong with that. They introduced this title last year, shortly after Mania. Rollins deserved to make this title mean something. Honestly, I think he needs to hold it for more than a year. He hasn't even held it a year yet. If he drops it, I don't think he should drop it till SummerSlam. That's my opinion. But it's going to be a hell of a match. I think Drew McIntyre doesn't leave the main event conversation after this. I don't think he's squashed or anything.
Yeah.
And then we got the main event.
Yes.
Roman and Cody.
So Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Going back to some of my prior predictions, I think a lot of this ends with Cody winning. Us seeing The Rock come and disown Roman. Having the match with Roman right there that everybody's been wanting.
You think so?
And then after defeating Roman, saying, I'm not doing this to be the tribal chief. I don't want your leftovers. Jimmy, Jay, fix this shit. So now we've got Jay, who's on the up on this side, and The Rock. I think, you know, you've been dangling this in front of him the whole time. And if I ever see you rise up against him, I'll be in the shadows or something, you know.
Okay.
Something more of The Rock to say, you know.
I can see that.
And that way, you're satisfying a lot of things, and The Rock can go back to Hollywood like he probably wants to after this. He satisfies his story obligation.
I can see that, especially when you always have to bring Hollywood in the conversation with The Rock. I know so many people wanted The Rock to take the title off of Roman Reigns, and I was like, you can't. After Roman Reigns has been setting records with this, or breaking records, I should say. I don't think he's set the record, but he's been breaking records with this title reign. You don't end that with a guy who's got to drop it in 2 months.
Mm.
You know, and that's not that The Rock can't handle the job. It's that he's got another job
that he likes a lot more, clearly.
Yeah.
That's not like you can't just say that he doesn't. He does. Yeah. He left this for that.
Yeah. So I don't see, it doesn't make sense to me for that to have ever been to happen. I don't know why that was in anyone's minds. I do think this is where Cody finally ends the story. We've been hearing about ending the story since he debuted 2 WrestleManias ago. Last WrestleMania, everyone thought it was going to happen. I called the swerve on that one. I didn't think it was going to happen. I don't think you can do it 2 times in a row.
No.
I think it would piss off too many fans.
You probably end up losing a few company people, too.
You might.
A few wrestlers, you know, stuff like that.
So, and I mean, granted, I like so much, I'm leaning towards it has to happen. So part of me wants to say it's not going to. Because WWE does that stuff. And I said WWE that time. I meant to say WWE. But no, I am. I think it's the right thing to do. You got to put it on Cody. You got to end this story now. And I think it also makes a lot more sense to do it here than it did last year. Last year, the story was all about what's going on with the bloodline. Sami Zayn's tearing this apart. Jey Uso's, you know, feelings are wishy-washy. If you weren't going to have Jey Uso in this back in SummerSlam, like I thought was going to happen, now you set it up to where it makes sense for Cody to be the guy.
Yeah.
It really does now. It didn't last year. This year it does. There's one other thing. People are predicting that Damian Priest, who is Mr. Money in the Bank, we call we do the commentary for a wrestling promotion in Lubbock. They recently did their rumble for the Rights to Rampage briefcase.
Yeah.
So very similarly, he can turn that briefcase in for any title he wants at any time. People are saying he's gonna turn his briefcase in on one of the 2 world championship matches is at this WrestleMania. Do you think that's gonna happen?
I have no idea.
It's tough to call that. It's always wild. Like it's a wild card. I don't think it happens. I think it also very much depends on what happens in the match, because he's part of the Judgment Day. He's currently holding the tag team title. And it really depends on how that match goes for him. There's certain things that I could see happening if he could turn it in. I don't know. I think this mania is too big. I think they wait. I don't think he cashes in his briefcase. I could be wrong. Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Not going to pretend to know anything about that one. I haven't watched anything that would let me know anything about Damian Priest cashing in. So let us know what you guys think might happen in this WrestleMania 40. We also have a very fun... What?
Extra large.
Oh, extra large.
I'm just kidding.
We also have a very fun treat coming your way, including a guest.
Yeah, we have a guest this week as well, too, on our unscripted shows that we like to do.
Please make sure that you subscribe, guys. Biggest part of making this thing happen is all of you guys supporting us in that. We appreciate you greatly. Of course, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to our Patreon.
Yes, and if you like this wrestling content, please let us know in the comments. That way we can give you more or less if you don't like it. Also, if you want us to talk more about politics, let us know.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Love you.